This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Tampa Bay Rays are closing in on getting a season started next week, as are all of the other Grapefruit League teams down here. A lot of people here for baseball right now. And we're also happy to broadcast to great radio stations all across this great country of ours and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're there as at the Captain's America. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't get in the chat room and don't know how to do it on Facebook, which is pretty simple, it's called the Captain's Group. The Captain's Group. So all you got to do, go look up groups, the Captain's Group, and boom, you'll find it. That's our chat room, whole bunch of people in there. But if you can't do it any other way, go over to the website and send us a message over there if you want to opine. Otherwise, you can give us a call. Meanwhile, here he is, hour number two, the professor of politics from California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the fact that the two words that we remember are under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to mention before we get started here that today, for those of you in the Clearwater, Florida area, Tampa Bay area, I will be the speaker at the Rotary Club. I'm looking forward to that, the monthly meeting and the luncheon they've got there today over at the Bel Air Country Club in Clearwater. And looking forward to meeting the folks over there and talking to them about giving them a little motivational speech, Kyle, about you can do anything you want if you want to work hard enough for it.
Well, that sounds like a great message, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, but you got to be willing to work for it, and you got to be willing to do what it takes to do it. If you don't, then don't do it.
Right.
All righty. Now, let's go back to where we were earlier. We've been talking about a lot of great things in the first hour, and, of course, the exit polls now coming out of Israel. We have the election going on in Israel. So we have a report as of, what, 38 minutes ago?
Yes, just about 38 minutes ago, according to Jerusalem Post, it looks like the Prime Minister Netanyahu there would be able to, they say narrowly, be able to form a government based on the preliminary results that they have right now. They got about 80% of the polling stations in, and it looks like they're being able to be victorious. Likud party was found to have won some 31 seats, and so again, based on this, they according to these preliminary reports, and it could change. Evidently, some counting in the Arab sector was incomplete to some degree at this point, so they're waiting for that extra percentage to come in. But it looks like Benjamin Netanyahu will be able to proceed with forming a government.
Well, the exit polls that we were getting a little bit earlier before we came on air, and I was going to mention them if we didn't have anything else to mention, said exactly what you're reporting right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. Yeah. So, again, he's got a slim, it's a very narrow lead or narrow apparent victory here, but it'll be official. Right now it's about 9:11 in the morning in Jerusalem, so things are still proceeding there.
Well, Israel needs a tough leader and what's ahead of them right now, because Iran is going to be rattling a saber big time, as if they already aren't. By the way, did you hear about the multiple, not rocket attacks? They believe the Israeli Air Force struck another series of targets, Iranian Revolutionary Guard targets inside Syria. Did you hear that?
I had not heard that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that happened yesterday, and it happened after we got off the air, so I wasn't able to report on it. But they believe it was an airstrike. They believe it was Israeli jets, because the Americans never said one word about it.
Well, exactly. What's happening with
Israel? And it was reported, by the way, in the Jerusalem Post.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Israelis find themselves in a very, very bad situation right now, Captain, with the new Biden administration and sort of the iffy sort of nature of the whole thing as it relates to Israel and the progress that's been made in the Middle East. And now, of course, trying to get back to the Iran nuclear deal is a complete total disaster. And so the Israeli government and the Israeli people are sitting there probably saying, we're going to may have to handle a lot of this stuff on our own, despite whatever Joe Biden says or does.
In the course of 2 months, they have destroyed everything, all the good that Donald Trump did when it came to foreign policy. And we had a really good foreign policy relationship going with most every country in the world.
Well, that's exactly right. And in the Middle East, we were looking at the first real progress in a quarter century.
Right.
And that is huge. And but for some reason, it just doesn't sit well with the left, with the Biden administration, and whoever is sort of, you know, doing whatever they're doing in the Biden administration is like the old Obama administration. It's just terrible.
Yeah, and I hear the music coming up on my ear, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to come right back after this short 3 minute break that we've got coming up here, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. But when we come back, Senator Lindsey Graham is talking about something the president shouldn't be doing. We'll tell you what that is. But then again, that's Lindsey Graham, right? The guy with the gray hair from South Carolina, U.S. Senator. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our great friends at Auto Glass America. And in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced by the Auto Glass America tech. All you got to do is tell me, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. That's all you got to do. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll also come to your home or office to do the job for you. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when the service is completed. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, how about other surrounding areas? They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. Again, the number, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you for that $100 you're going to put in the palm of your hand. Auto Glass America. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
How about that? How about that? All right. Well, Senator Lindsey Graham has said that former President Donald Trump shouldn't really be issuing endorsements in the GOP Senate primaries. Why would he say such a thing?
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing. I know that the president is going to be very choosy, I think, about who he's going to want to endorse. And there was that sort of dust-up with the RNC just recently about using his name or likeness. But yeah, what do you think?
Well, I really wonder
off the top of my head, if it doesn't have something a little bit deeper about maybe going against the incumbent senators and making it, you know, creating more talking points for the Democrats with other races that are conceived as safe races. I'm wondering if that's got something to do with it.
Yeah, very, very possibly. Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting new campaign season as we get towards 2022. And I think, you know, because, Captain, you talked about the other night about the president getting ready to perhaps it looks like he's going to launch his own social media platform.
Couple of months.
Exactly. So, I mean, that is going to be a game changer. And so depending on how we see a lot of this start to play and the appetite that's going to be there for people to want to have some kind of real viable alternative, that could drive a lot of where President Trump is able to go with these endorsements, or just how he's commenting on current events. I mean, that could conceivably upend a race with like one comment.
I would be more concerned right now with these progressives that are out there that are continuing to put out this false narrative about the white supremacist and the white shooter and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, because it's just not true.
No, it's not true. But here's the thing, too. A lot of these people know and understand that a lot of people, especially younger people, according to the reports that we've seen, they seem to get their news primarily from social media.
Yeah.
So if there's this thing out there on social media, it's kind of like, okay, well, that's already taken hold. Another white supremacist shooter kind of thing.
By the way, we have a situation, breaking news coming in from, of all places, the Suez Canal. You ready for this?
Yes.
A massive cargo ship, and I mean, this is a great big cargo ship, almost looks like a container ship, has turned sideways in the Suez Canal and totally blocked the Suez Canal. What do you suppose that's all about?
That's very, very interesting. Yeah, we're starting to learn a little bit about this. Yeah, it's essentially shut down the Suez Canal completely. It looks like, as you said, it is turned sideways.
I see a picture of it. It's got the whole Suez Canal blocked.
Yeah, it's the MV Ever Given. It's a Panama flag container ship. It goes typically between Asia and Europe, and it's become grounded now, we understand.
Well, what the hell?
Yeah, so we'll find out more. Evidently, it doesn't look like at this point that any of the containers have fallen off, so that's good to know. But this looks like it's going to be an issue to try to get this ship, you know, they've got to get a handle on it and be able to move it around so that it can, you know, so that it can sail away and traffic can come through. And we understand that there were high winds, very high winds in the area on Tuesday, so that may have had something to do with it.
You suppose they were higher than 7 miles an hour?
Well, that's right, which is the tipping point, evidently.
According to Biden.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst excuse I think we've ever heard.
Yeah, because did he not think that we were not going to check to see what the winds were?
Well, exactly. And again, it's like you said the other night, Captain, you know, if a 7-mile-an-hour wind is going to blow over Joe Biden, we got bigger problems.
Yeah, and by the way, I was on Ron Edwards' show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and to quote his words, we got big heap of problems.
Yeah, that's one of the things Ron likes to say, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Biden and company are plotting the next tax hike on wealthy Americans and corporations to fund the $3 trillion infrastructure plan. It's going to be more like $4 trillion. We're hearing $3.8 trillion right now in the reports. So this is not good.
No, it's not good. And, you know, we always hear the same kind of verbiage, and that is, this is going to raise $3 trillion over 10 years and this kind of stuff. And you know what, Captain? Once they start raising these taxes, the corporations and smart money and so forth, they all take all kinds of new measures. And they may even, you know, send their factory back to Mexico, stuff like that. So you got to be kidding me. Whenever you hear those kinds of things, this is going to raise this much over this period of time, that's just a talking point. I don't think it's not even based in reality. Because once they start raising the taxes, everything else is is just going to become chaos and they'll start making other changes.
Unless you're Ford Motor Company, and then they are, in fact, going to send a $1 billion factory back to Mexico.
Right, exactly. But you can't just come in and put everything from 21 to 28% and expect that. In other words, they think they live in a vacuum, and they don't live in a vacuum.
Yeah, and they told the government why they're doing it. It's because the taxes are going up, and quite honestly, they can't afford to make what they make at the higher tax rates.
Exactly right. And so when are the Democrats going to listen? I think the answer is never, but they still go down this road of, hey, you know, we're just going to tax everybody. Everything's going to stay, production's going to stay the same, income's going to stay the same, everything's going to stay the same. We're just going to get a lot more billions and billions of dollars to spend in our programs. But it doesn't work like that in reality.
Now, how many people that Joe Biden appointed to his cabinet and whatnot did not make it so far?
Well, let's see. I know that one did not, and I think they just pulled one other, I think.
Well, yeah, they did just pull one, and it was Elizabeth Klein. She was set to be the Deputy Secretary of the Interior Department, marking the second nominee President Biden has been forced to backtrack on in his first 2 months in office. The other one was that whacked out little short gal that Neera Tandem. She was just always out after anybody. Didn't matter who it was.
Well, that's right. And she was so hyper-partisan. There just wasn't any way, you know, to kind of have some kind of common ground or feel like, you know, from what I recall, that things would be on an even keel with her. Yeah.
Yeah, not with her.
Well, exactly. And so it's interesting that, you know, that these things have happened and certainly, you know, it does, I hope, reinforce the message, you know, as Mike from Clearwater likes to talk about, reasonable Democrats, that sometimes you can have a little bit of something that happens where it's gone just too far, you know.
Now, some Danish researchers have found the vast majority of people that have been infected with COVID and gotten over COVID to get reinfected again is extremely rare, and it only happens in about 3% of the cases based on the survey they've done.
Well, right, and I think this goes to the point of what Rand Paul was talking about the other day with Dr. Fauci, you know, having to do with vaccinations. But if you've been infected, the senator was saying, what is it, almost a 0% chance, basically, that you're going to get it again. Of course, then they'll talk about the variant or the South African variant. There's a California variant, we understand. So that could come into play. But that goes to a lot, Captain, of whether or not we can actually get back to normal. Yeah.
And by the way, Hollywood has lost a really good one. Actor George Segal, dead at age 87, the Oscar-nominated actor who was remembered for a lot of the different parts that he played, he passed away yesterday. So thoughts and prayers to him and his family. But, wow, there was a guy there that you saw in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah, great actor and a very funny man as well. He was great at being in comedy.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that about 13% of Americans have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, with nearly 1 in 4 people having received at least one dose. The U.S. has been averaging about 2.5 million shots administered daily. On Tuesday, Texas, Indiana, and Georgia all announced that eligibility will be opening up for all adults in the coming days. President Biden has said that he wants the vaccines available to all adults nationwide by May 1st. With more vaccines available, more people are hitting the road. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 1.5 million people on Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic began a year ago. The rebound in travel coming as airlines and a number of tourism-based industries are asking the White House to roll back travel restrictions. And the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with the death of George Floyd is set to begin next Monday. A jury was seated Tuesday for the trial of Derek Chauvin, who's facing murder and manslaughter charges in Floyd's death. Opening statements are set for March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or con.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I want you to listen to these folks from the Stem Cell Patch Company tell you about their product, because I've got one of those on my left foot and an ankle right in the middle of the foot. And since I put it on there, and I'm not exaggerating, since I put that on there, my foot has not swollen up at all. Now, there's something to this, and listen to what they have to say.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
There you go. And joining us right now is, again, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, let's get going here. The Rush Limbaugh Show, which is on the Premier Networks, also on the Westwood One satellite, is going to continue airing for the long term with guest hosts taking part. Now, this is in addition to Dan Bongino, who is coming on the Westwood One satellite, Cumulus Radio Network, in the same time slot, noon to 3. That'll be the live alternative to Rush Limbaugh in that time slot. Now, there's one other person who's on at that time, but really hasn't resonated all that much. We'll see. That's Kevin Jackson, our friend Kevin Jackson.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it is pretty interesting. Of course, you know, We wish the best of luck to Dan Bongino. Also, it's interesting because the guest hosts are going to be also playing clips of Rush, opining on different subjects. And I was thinking about that earlier today, Captain, and it seems to me that, of course, there's so much material there, over 30 years or so of material. But the things and the principles that Rush talked about are going to be applicable to whatever's happening in the news, because the things that he talked about are pretty tried and true, you know, and again, I think he's still going to be having an effect out there as we get new news stories and things happen. I think it's really going to be interesting perspective.
Well, he was the voice of conservatism for, God, 30 years anyway. Whatever he said, people listened to, politicians all around the country, even around the world for that matter.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So there are going to be there's a lot of gold there to mine out of what Rush had said on his, 5 days a week radio program for so many years. And, so it's going to be interesting. And of course, the guest hosts will also, I think, be very interesting as well. I know that, the gentleman who's on Tucker Carlson's, program a lot.
Mark Stein.
Yes, exactly. Mark Stein. He had guest hosted for Rush a lot and he always does a great job, but, it's going to be an interesting thing because, again, the principles of conservatism, they are pretty rock solid, and that's what I think is going to be still attractive to a lot of people.
Now, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican out of Georgia, is now engaged in a campaign against her by Nancy Pelosi and some Democrats, although Nancy says, don't blame me. Yeah, right. Nothing gets through without Nancy. There's an effort to expel her from the House, and she's saying that effort to expel her will fail. Well, I believe it will, too.
Well, it will. There's a lot of this kind of a mixed bag in terms of some of the stuff that Marjorie Taylor Greene had said or opined on in the past and so forth. But honestly, I don't know that it's that it's going to be successful to expel her from the House. Yeah.
Well, no, and I understand some of the things that she said. She didn't necessarily have her brain in gear when she opened her mouth. That happens a lot, and you got to be careful. And somebody dug up some things from her in the past, and this is what happens when you do stuff. So be careful what you wish for. Oh, and by the way, here's a good one. Joe Biden made a big mistake removing the Houthi rebels as listed as terrorists. As nothing has changed, and the experts right now are saying, look what you did, and look what's going on in Saudi Arabia with the Houthis still lobbing missiles back and forth.
Well, exactly right. Again, it's as if they were just, ready to do this day one without really thinking through what the ramifications of that would be with a major player like Saudi Arabia. And to simply say, okay, well, they're not terrorists anymore. Well, they're sponsored by Iran. Their material is supplied, the money is there, all that stuff, and we all know what Iran wants to do, and so, yeah, that was a big mistake.
Did you hear what Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson did yesterday?
He signed a bill having to do with abortion, which would restrict it, as I recall, to only in the life of the mother, basically.
This will bring an immediate challenge on the Roe v. Wade law by Democrats. You watch and see.
Well, it will be challenged, and one of the things that stands out in this bill is that it does not also have any kind of exception for rape or incest, and I think that's also going to be one of the areas where it will be seriously challenged.
Now, a jury has been set now. 15 men and women in the trial of the Minneapolis St. Paul cop charged in the George Floyd death case, Mr. Chauvin, and that trial is scheduled to start on March the 29th, we understand.
That's exactly right. They've got their 12 jurors. They have two alternates as well.
I think they have three.
They have a 15-person being dismissed when the trial begins, if the rest of the jury is still intact at that point, I think, yes. And so, this is going to be Very interesting. Of course, there's no change of venue. Some of the jurors were already dismissed because they said that the $27 million settlement that was paid out to Floyd's family influenced their perception of what the trial was about, this kind of thing. So it's going to be interesting, the arguments on the fact that it's being played out in Minneapolis and not somewhere else, plus this $27 million settlement.
Oh, okay.
That's going to factor in, I think.
Well, we'll see how all that plays out then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the meantime, did you hear that a small city in Illinois called Evanston, Illinois, has now become the first U.S. city to make reparation payments available to the black residents there?
That's right. Yeah, this is outside of Chicago, a suburb, basically, Evanston. This is quite interesting. They're going to distribute some $400,000 to eligible black households, we understand. They're each qualifying household, this according to USA Today, would receive $25,000 for home repairs or down payments on property.
You know where the money's coming from?
Where's that?
Stimulus.
Yep. I think you're right.
The stimulus. No, I know I'm right.
Yeah.
It's coming from the stimulus. They got money from the stimulus plan, and that's where the money's coming from. So way to go, Joe Biden. We've done it again.
Well, right. Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, this is a very, very important development. We'll see if we see other towns or cities begin to follow suit, or maybe states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how would you like to be shipping something in the mail these days, and the plan with the postmaster, Mr. LaJoy, out there apparently is going to make mail slower and more expensive under the new DeJoy Postal Service plan, which cuts out, I might add, deliveries on Saturdays.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a game changer for the way that people, you know, a lot of people do online bill paying and so forth, but a lot of people still use the mail to pay bills and so forth, and no Saturdays.
People still get checks, paper checks, in the mail.
That's very true.
So now if you get a check that's going to show up on a Saturday, you got to wait till Monday. That's going to throw some people in a pickle.
Well, it will. It really will be a major effect. Because right now, of course, there's been a lot of issues with the Postal Service. And yes, I know with the election and
yeah.
They had to ramp up for all that. But generally speaking, to say it might cost more
and
get less.
And remember my hour and a half journey to try to find a postal money order.
That's right. Yeah, it took me a long time the other day.
Yeah, and then I got an email from somebody that said, well, the next time that happens, go to a Publix. They sell postal money orders. They're a little bit more expensive than what the post office charges, but you'll be able to get in there and get one. And I didn't have any idea they did.
Yeah, well, because then that's the question is, what's your time worth at that point? So you pay maybe a little bit extra, but you get it done. Yeah.
Yeah, it beats driving 20 miles to get it done.
That's right, exactly.
Jeez. And three post offices later. All right, Kyle, well, hang on because we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, everybody. We're going to take a look again at the weather before Denise Simon comes along in about 10 minutes. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, along with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And that's just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Thanks for standing on that wall, taking care of the rest of us around the country here. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Don't forget to go in there and tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself that free hot cup of coffee. And while you're standing there, become a member of the Drivers Club. Get points for the food you buy in a restaurant or the Pilot, if it happens to be McDonald's or whatever, and get food points for the products you buy in the trucker store. And then again, there's the fuel that you buy. Get the points for the fuel that you buy, too. And the more you buy, the more points you get, and the sooner you're able to save money on a lot of the things that you need to buy. Anyway, makes perfect sense to me. Alrighty, and here we go. We're here for the party. that's a little Gretchen Wilson, and I'm here for the party. Kyle, you remember that one?
I do. I love that song. That's
she
pretty cool.
She gets it done. And, you know, she was traveling. Let's see. She was a backup for quite a while with, who was she traveling with? Oh, Travis Tritt.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the lead acts that went out there before Travis Tritt came on. And then suddenly she got recognized and was like, wow, this girl needs to be out front. And she's been out front ever since and does a whale of a job.
Very cool.
Yeah. Now, folks, here we go. Heavy rain along the Gulf Coast today. A winter storm in the Four Corners area, which is going to move on east. Now, an intensifying storm will bring strong to severe thunderstorms with rounds of heavy rain that could cause flash flooding to the north central Gulf Coast. There's already all kinds of things going on there that I'll tell you about after Kyle gets done. Now, a severe storm threat increased also pardon me, across the south through Thursday. But out west, a winter storm is moving into the Four Corners and organizing, which is going to produce gusty winds and critical fire weather threats. I-40 could be an adventure, as would be I-20 and maybe even down as far as I-10. We'll see. But right now, I-40 is going to be the big bullseye going east out of New Mexico. And also, don't forget that critical fire weather threats are also in the path of this, and widespread heavy snow in the southern Rockies and the mountainous areas. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Tonight we've got, we're tracking the winter storm warning in New Mexico. This in the Santa Fe and Albuquerque area. Santa Fe is still reading snow showers. Albuquerque changed from light rain from an hour ago, but now they're stating they have a high wind warning there. But there is a major storm in the area. It's going to produce periods of moderate to heavy snow for much of northern and central New Mexico. This is going to go through Wednesday. So you definitely want to be careful as you're coming out of Albuquerque, coming out along I-40 heading east, or if you're coming out of Santa Fe in that area as well, coming up I-25, starting to head up towards Colorado, you're going to run into this, and it's definitely going to impact the travel for sure. Winter weather advisory up in southern Colorado, winter weather advisory in the Centennial Castle Rock area just north of Colorado Springs on I-25. We also have high wind warnings in Southern California. If you're coming across the California desert, if you're coming across I-10 through Joshua Tree area, as you head into San Bernardino area, you're going to get into these high winds that are forecast that are going to be there at least, I believe, through Wednesday. We also have a freeze warning up in Northern California, this along Highway 101, if you're in the area of Ukiah, and also Laytonville and Piercy. You want to be careful there. Lake wind advisory, if you're coming out of Reno on I-80 headed towards Sacramento tonight.
Well, in the northeastern part of Minnesota, to include Duluth, you've got a winter weather advisory up there. Going to be some snow in the area. By the way, the winds are picking up there up off the lake. You've got a gale warning up there, Lake Superior, as well as Lake Michigan right now. There's a gale wind warning there. And we've also got a wind warning all the way from, let's see here, Toledo, Ohio, down about 40 or 50 miles off the lake, and all the way to Rochester, New York, if you can imagine that. Some high wind warnings there, and I'm talking about winds 35 to 45 miles an hour right now. Now, if you're coming east on I-40, east of Tucumcari towards Amarillo, you're going to have some winter weather there. That's going to move on to the east today. And the big problem right now, you folks in New Orleans right now, you got lots of rain and flash flood watches and warnings all through the area. Got some rough surf there off New Orleans as well as all the way over into Mississippi and Mobile, Alabama. You got a lot of rough surf there. Rain all the way across I-10 in there, so be advised of that. And then you got some windy conditions over in the northeastern corner of Florida and I-95 going up from Brunswick, Georgia, all the way to Savannah. And way up in Maine tonight, fog, lots of it from Bangor on I-95 all the way to Nova Scotia. So you'd be in the fog going up there. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And now we'll jump on over to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It would appear that North Korea sees what the rest of us see, that we've got a weak leader in Joe Biden, so they touched off a couple of missiles yesterday.
Short-range missiles. The Biden administration was warned about this several days ago. And the big issue is, what's the policy? What's the approach to North Korea? And the White House has not offered up any kind of architecture, except that they want to do something very different than what the previous administration had done, which is obvious on all their tactics. So it's just kind of an open wound, but yeah, the Biden administration was told that this was going to happen, and nothing out of State Department either. So there we go.
Mark my words. Anybody that wants to take advantage of Joe Biden and company is going to do it for a while until somebody establishes some sort of policy. That's what's happening, yeah. And I think
that's obvious.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the Colorado shooter. I'm not going to mention any names. Sorry, not going to get headlines on this show. But I will say we found out he was actually on the FBI's radar. How in the hell did that get through the patch?
He has some sympathies with Islamic State, and the FBI, air quote, is investigating another person of interest, of which the Colorado shooter had some kind of connective tissue. They're not saying what that is, but because of that, that's the reason he was on the FBI's radar.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had a previous criminal record.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Nobody's talking about that.
There should have been maybe some red flags there.
Yeah, and I got a question when we come back. Okay, folks, I'll be back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after your stations get a chance to identify themselves. You'll hear the news, top of the hour news, and they'll pay some of their bills. And then we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what...
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.